With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's no agreement on keeping the federal government open, and both sides are blaming each other for the stalemate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants Republicans to give in to his party's demands.
The way out of this is for Republicans to finally roll up their sleeves and get to work.
House Speaker Mike Johnson places the blame on the shutdown squarely on Democrats.
Almost 2 weeks ago, the House did our job. In the House, we passed a common sense, nonpartisan bill to keep the government open. Republicans did our job. We had one Democrat join us there, so it was bipartisan. But every other Democrat in the House voted to shut the government down. And last night, 44 Democrats in the Senate did the same thing.
Another vote failed today with no new talks scheduled. The White House is reportedly withdrawing its nominee to head the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
The nomination of E.J. Antoni to lead the BLS has been pulled. No reasons were given. President Trump plans to announce a new nominee soon. Trump nominated Antoni in an attempt to gain more control over the federal agency responsible for producing key economic data. Trump fired Erica McIntyre-Furr as BLS commissioner on August 1st. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Attorney General Pam Bondi have met with Tennessee Governor Bill Lee in Memphis. The meeting comes as about a dozen federal law enforcement agencies ordered by President Trump to fight crime have begun making arrests there. Bondi says the Memphis Safe Task Force made more than 50 arrests over a two-day period. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 43 points, the Nasdaq rose 95, the S&P advanced 22. This is SRN News. Charlie Kirk's legacy lives on in Oklahoma.
That's where the outgoing state superintendent of public instruction, Ryan Walters, has announced a partnership with Kirk's Turning Point USA. It will establish chapters of the conservative youth organization in every high school across the state. In so doing, Walters says, quote, Charlie Kirk inspired a generation to love America, to speak boldly, and to never shy away from debate. Our kids must get involved and active, unquote. George Williams, SRN News.
Americans are divided on the role religion should play in public schools. 34% say the religion doesn't play enough of a role. 26% say its role is about right, and 26% say it plays too much of a role, that according to a YouGov.com poll. Americans who say religion is very important to them are especially likely to say religion doesn't play enough of a role in public schools. SRN News. The government shutdown did not slow down the stock market.
Stocks rose to more records as Wall Street continued to brush off the latest shutdown of the U.S. government. The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% Wednesday. The index beat the all-time high it set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 43 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. That came after a report from ADP Research suggested that hiring across the country may have been much weaker last month than expected. A report on manufacturing also missed forecasts. New York.
A former Democratic member of the Surface Transportation Board has filed a lawsuit challenging his dismissal by President Trump. Robert Primus claims his firing on August 28th was illegal and threatens the board's independence. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.